It is 11 a.m. right on it here. Monday morning with Donovan Lewis, Matt McLaren. Day one in San Francisco. We are on Radio Row here for Super Bowl week. And it is filling up in here, man. I mean,
it is.
Of course, our show starts at 7 a.m. West Coast time. So when we got here, probably about 6:30 this morning, it was pretty empty. And now slowly starting to fill up, and it'll get more packed as the week continues. We'll jump aboard the OSS for some other sports S coming your way here in 15 minutes or so. But we are in San Francisco. Always fun to travel, get out, and I hadn't been to San Francisco probably in about 20 years, and I flew out Friday after our show. I actually got here probably Friday evening around 5:30 and was able to check out a couple of places, some cool. Yes, most of my travels are centered around breweries and checking out different places, as we all know. And spent some time Friday night in a couple of different... San Francisco has all these pockets that just seem so drastically different. And Dallas has pockets, too. Like, Bishop Arts is, of course, different than Deep Ellum, which would be different than Uptown or Trinity Groves or whatever. But, man, they seem so different in San Francisco. Because Chinatown is so hard to fathom because I've been there before, but you forget what it's like where there is just, it's almost like you're in a different country because everything's in a different language, and there has got to be 500 different places to eat in that area that are Thai food or Chinese food or Japanese food or Taiwanese food, what have you. And then, of course, there's Nob Hill, there's Telegraph Hill, there's the Embarcadero or whatever they call it, there's Fisherman's Wharf, there's Pier 39. I mean, there's all these different little pockets.
You can name that if it's in San Francisco or something else, and I wouldn't know anything about
it. I know.
This is probably the city that I've been to the least, and when I go, I probably stay in one particular area.
Really?
It was Super Bowl week 10 years ago we were here.
Yeah.
And then on our way to going to Sonoma, we stayed in San Francisco for like a day or two before we drove up because my wife had an uncle that lived here. So we hung out with him and did that. But other than that, I'm just not very familiar with it. And this, to me, being very unfamiliar with this city, I get all types of New Orleans vibes from it.
I can, yes.
Like even just walking around and it.
For sure.
It is a, I thought New Orleans last year tried their best to try and put a pretty face on the city that were in some areas, it's not very pretty,
right,
to try and accommodate for the NFL and Super Bowl and all the shots that you're going to get. And I don't know if San Francisco got around to that just yet.
No, and not in the downtown area for sure, which is, of course, where all the media-focused stuff is. But the little different, I mean, they're just so different. And I went, I didn't realize, I guess it was the Telegraph Hill area that I was at on Saturday night that was a lot of Italian places in that area. And just these little pockets. And Saturday, I drove up to Santa Rosa because one of the breweries I've always wanted to go to since I got into beer is up there called Russian River. And I was able to come back down. And it is a trip to see people. And I think this one, we're in Ventura for camp, where you're seeing stuff that blows your mind because we live in a flat city of nothingness and steel and buildings. And out here, there's mountains and water on the ocean and people living up in these hills and these beautiful views and all these unbelievable trees everywhere. And these people are just like, hey, thinking about maybe going to Best Buy and getting some carpet this weekend. And you're just driving through this going, man, can you imagine living here?
It's one of those cities to where the actual 5-6 blocks away doesn't feel like the 5 or 6 blocks away. It feels like that's when you need to go get a ride share to make
And I
feel New York is kind of that way, just without the hills.
Dude,
without
the hills
just going straight up or straight down. It's I'm not going to walk that. But when we went to dinner last night, we had the team dinner. And so all of us go, and Killer has a car, and you do also.
Yeah.
And it was the thought of, okay, we'll just get one ride share, and then we'll use these two cars to go to the restaurant. And I think somebody had the idea, man, I don't know about that. Maybe we just need to go ride share because it might not be able to find a place to park
right
by the restaurant. So Killer had already taken off with, I don't know, I think Bob and Davey, and I can't remember who else, Mino, who else was with him.
Yeah.
And, dude, we hit a ride share And they got there 15, 20 minutes after we did, and they left 10 minutes before we left because of just the city and the places to park. And it's so crowded. It's so compact.
Dude, it's insane.
That you almost wonder
it's
why this
New
is
York.
In the rotation for
yes.
a Super Bowl when you have cities that can –
And it's
like
so
Houston or Tampa or
right.
Miami or even New Orleans. New Orleans kind of has that same type of compact feel, but you don't have to go to San Jose to do a media night. And you don't have to go to Santa Clara for the actual stadium in the game. It's all right here. So,
it's really wild because, to your point, they don't have turn lanes in at least the areas that I've been to and around downtown San Francisco. So there's two lanes everywhere. Then there's a third lane that is a taxi lane only. For taxis and stuff like that. Well, since you don't have turn lanes, people get stuck behind the people trying to turn at these lights, and so then you're trying to merge into the other lane to get around them, and it backs everything up. It'll take 20 minutes to go a mile in this city.
Yep.
It's incredible.
That's the New York feel.
It's incredible.
You always go to a city and say, man, can I find myself living here?
Yeah.
There is not a chance in hell I'd live here.
Not here, but I will say, going up to Santa Rosa on Saturday and up through Petaluma, because I went to Lagunitas Brewing and a couple other places, there was some places up on the other side of the bay, north of here, where I was like, man, this would be something else.
But I do wonder if you think about that with every single big city.
Yeah, probably.
Like the suburbs outside, yeah, you can definitely handle that. But
if you're not from there, like I wonder how many people come to Dallas like, oh, I'd 100% live in smack down downtown Dallas.
That's a great question. I don't know.
And I don't know
with
either.
All the high-rises and all that around there, I don't know if...
Because,
maybe they feel that same way, especially if you're talking about downtown.
Right, like actual downtown,
right.
Not like Victory Park or uptown, like actual downtown.
You know what,
Dallas.
When you put it like that, I don't know if there's a single city out there that I'd say, man, I'd love to smack live in that downtown area.
But
on the
else.
Outside, and maybe like some of the outside places around here are definitely worthy. I'm pretty sure it is. Northern California, you hear a lot of people talk great about
it's gorgeous.
It. But I just haven't been. I just don't know a ton of those areas around. But when you just talk about the actual city and being in here, man, this... You start naming the list of all the places that the Super Bowl will go to. Dude, San Francisco, as far as living here, would be probably, if not at the bottom, really close to.
But, man, it is so gorgeous because I drove over the Golden Gate Bridge, obviously, on Saturday going up. And that structure in itself, and I've seen it before, and everybody's familiar with it, but seeing it in person every time, it's such a marvel of architecture and the way they built that. And then I drove over the Bay Bridge because I went to this random Treasure Island place the other day. And seeing that, like the view of the bay and the city on the hill and the Golden Gate Bridge in the background, and there's Alcatraz, is really, really cool. I also discovered that, and I knew that I've developed this fear of heights as I've gotten older that I didn't used to have, that I forget about because I'm never, where am I going to go that I'm high? And I'm not talking about like flying on a plane, like not that.
Oh,
but
I was about to say, I go a lot of places high.
Okay, but dude, I'm not kidding you.
I'll be here all week.
I'm approaching the Golden Gate Bridge. I'm like, oh man, this is beautiful. I get on the bridge,
a little anxious.
My body locked up. Like I was like, oh my god, like I'm freaking out.
Right,
like, I can't. Like my leg got so tight, I just couldn't handle it. I was so high. That bridge is so high, and I can't stand it.
I find that on some of the overpasses in Dallas, to where I normally have never even thought about it. Like if I'm going from 635 trying to hit loop 12 going towards the house, that feels like that's one of the highest overpasses you can go on.
Yeah.
And I found myself freaking out a lot getting on that, and like I said, locking up, just making sure it's 10-2 and slowing down and all that. And then I don't know why that happens. Maybe that's the age that's going to happen to it. But I do want to mention last night, though, because we had a team dinner and it was great. We had fun. I always love those team dinners, hanging out and talking to everyone.
Yeah,
and it was a place called Beretta's where we went. And it's family style. So you really don't order anything. They just bring all this stuff out to you. So
man,
just bring in the salad and the appetizers and all that.
That was a feast.
It was
truly a
definitely
feast.
A feast. It was awesome. But I never thought, seriously, I would get to a place to where I had better lasagna than when we were in New York for the Super Bowl. And Norm took us to this place called Il Vagabondo. It's closed now, but I remember tasting that lasagna and looking around and wondering if anyone else had the same reaction I was going to have, because that's the best lasagna I've ever had in my life.
Hmm.
And I think it was Mike Reiner who said, is this the best lasagna you've ever had in your life? I was like, okay, thank you. I'm not by myself.
Okay.
But last night.
Really?
Dude.
Man. Hmm.
That was right. That I think that topped it. That's the best lasagna I've ever had.
Really?
So good. You didn't have any?
I did.
You didn't think it was the best?
No. I thought it tasted more like a cheeseburger and was too rich.
Man, well, if that's the case, then give me more rich lasagna, because that was all, so much so that
my cat
ordered a whole lot more,
yeah,
and it was gone as soon as it hit the table. Man, that was,
yeah, everybody.
Oh my gosh,
maybe it's just me or something with it. I don't know. It was different than I was anticipating.
I'll there go back
a red sauce and tomato with it. I guess I don't know.
I would go back and just have that. Just keep pumping lasagna until I get tired, and then when I get tired, just bring it every 10 minutes instead of every 5.
Honestly, my favorite part of that meal last night might have been the meatballs.
Yeah, those were really good.
I thought those were insane.
Those were good. Everything was good. The pizza was good, but man,
that sausage on the pizza was crazy.
That
good.
Lasagna hit. And that's one of those where
calamari was good too.
I'm way more about restaurants in different cities and say, okay, I want to go back to that place and have that. And there's one restaurant I'm going to Wednesday that I am so fired up, because we came out here at the time when we visited my wife's uncle and went out there and they had reservations. So I'm going back to that on Wednesday. But if I have an opportunity to go back to that place to hit that, I think I definitely would. The best I've ever had.
I'd like to get, and maybe it's in Chinatown, I'd like to, like driving around there the other day, I thought, man, I really want to eat at like a Thai food place or something out here, but how in the world do you pick one? Because there's 500 of them.
Right, right, right.
Like, yeah, how do you know which one of these places in this area is where, okay, let's go, and you can order it, and they understand you, because there's a language barrier and stuff in a lot of
these
places.
I think you just take the chance and just,
maybe you
just
do.
Go to one and just sit down and just have it.
I was like, man, because I drove by a couple of Thai food places, and I love Thai food, and I was like, man, I bet it is awesome here.